and welcome to Channeling Divine. How are you tonight? I'm doing pretty good. Just got off of a full day of work, and now we're here to take all your calls and questions and comments. So, oh, cool. Somebody's here for Marcia. Yay. On the chat room. All right. We have a phone number that is 406-545-4496, option one, or we are at mtradio.net/chat if you want to join in. So, how are you all doing tonight? I'd really like to hear your calls tonight so that I can have something to talk about besides, you know, pulling out of thin air. But I like that too. I've had lots of questions about ascension symptoms and how to get rid of ascension symptoms. It's been really cool to talk to people about this because everybody has different ones. I worked on a guy this morning that was in a panic yesterday thinking he needed to go to the emergency room. And I said, you can go to the emergency room, but it's not going to help you. And they're going to give you a pill that'll probably make you feel funny. And I said, if you go onto my website at channelingdivine.com/blog, I have lots of ascension symptoms and it talk about how to get rid of those. So I suggested that he do the exercise at the end, which is a really cool grounding exercise. And he did that and got him through the day. And then I went and saw him this morning because he said the pain was back. And I worked on him for about 2 minutes. And it was really quick. We got the pain gone in about 5 minutes with me. And I didn't even sing for that one. So I found that kind of interesting. What are ascension symptoms, I'm being asked? Ascension symptoms are symptoms that the energy in the world is changing. And we all need to move up with the vibration. And some of us aren't really aware of that. So if we aren't aware of, well, and anybody can get the ascension symptoms too. It's just everything is raising in vibration. So we need to raise with it. And if we aren't totally aware of that, or if we get bogged down in something and our vibration gets too low, we will get symptoms of different kinds of things, different pains in the body. I know if you Google ascension symptoms, there's a really good website that comes up right away. And they've got this huge list of about 3 pages long that's really comprehensive. So, and not everybody's are going to be alike. Everybody's are going to be different. So, we could, like the man today that I worked on, he had pain in his groin and couldn't figure out why. And he told me all the symptoms and I said, oh, well, yeah, I can take care of that. So, and it only takes, what I do is balance the energy with the meridians usually when I'm doing that. So it took me just a couple of placements of my hands and was able to get the energy moving again and then just sent him a little love, you know, and by that I just mean the energy of love. So just balanced him back up and he felt good and he's felt good all day. And so this afternoon he's asking me questions about all kinds of stuff. So that's awesome. It's good to hear that. So, let's see. I know there are people out there that haven't called into the show before, but I would like to invite you to, even if you think there's nothing going on with you. It's very interesting about how I can tell what's going on with your voice. And even if it's something that you think you can't do anything about, like depression. Depression, even clinical depression, comes from somewhere. And usually it has something to do with an emotional thing that we're going through, either going through or have gone through. So just think about what's going on with you and whether or not you'd like help with something or whether you have a question. And call me at 406-545-4496, option one. And I'm going to get started tonight with one of the songs that I sing quite a bit. So just sit back and relax and listen. Ten years ago,
On a cold, dark night, someone was killed 'neath the town hall light. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She whispers my name when the night winds wail. Nobody knows. Nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, though it meant my life. I'd been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She whispers my name in the night wind's wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The scaffold is high and eternity's near. She stood in the crowd, she shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold winds moan, in a long black veil, she cries over my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She whispers my name when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me.
So, that song was by, I don't know what who it was by. I don't remember who wrote it. It's not all that old, and it's not traditional Scottish or Irish, but it's American. And I like it anyway, because I love that story. I believe that I was there watching that one day. Poor guy. So, back to ascension symptoms. What I do when I'm working on ascension symptoms for myself is I do this meditation that I've done that I have up on my website. And what it is just get yourself centered, put your feet flat on the floor, and pretend like, see, actually, roots growing out of your feet way down deep into the earth so that they meet that warm core at the center of the earth. And that brings up all the energy from Mother Earth. And then bring that energy back through your body all the way to the top and blow it out the roof of your head so that you're reaching clear up into heaven. And when you connect into heaven, you bring all that bright light energy back down into your body and let it rain through your body. And just let everything flow through everything. Cool, we have a caller. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Who am I talking to? Like I don't know.
This is Kitty.
Yeah, hi, Kitty.
Yeah, it's me. I finally got up to gut.
Did you?
Yes. Lovely, lovely song, as always. Thank you so much for that.
Well, thank you, sweetie. So how are you doing today?
Well, I'm good. I think the last time I talked to you, I was weighing my employment options, and now I have a third player in the field, and I'm just wondering if you have any thoughts for
me. My biggest question for you is, which one would you absolutely love to do?
I don't know.
Any of them?
I haven't done any of it. No, I'm not.
So, what would you love to do with your life?
Well, travel for a living. Who wouldn't?
Yeah, that'd be perfect, wouldn't it? And get to take pictures everywhere you go and give away those pictures. Kitty gives away books, too. She's a really awesome person. So, let's see. So, what's this new one, then?
Well, it's not really creative, so I'm not sure, but it would fill the gap if I couldn't make up my mind, and it would provide health insurance, you know, there's
right,
always that.
Right. Yeah. I understand that. I do not currently have health insurance, and I'm sure I should show up for or sign up for a bottom care, but I'm kind of being a rebel. So I haven't. But I understand that. I totally understand that. I've gone back to jobs that I absolutely did not like for that same reason. So, and you have a farm, so your husband doesn't have insurance. Is that right? You work through your insurance?
Well, he has his own.
Oh, does he? Uh-huh. Okay.
So he's covered.
Uh-huh. Can you get on his or not?
No, huh?
Okay. Okay.
And I was at a point where I thought maybe I didn't even need insurance.
Well, and you know, I haven't needed insurance.
God could keep me well.
Well, there is that. I haven't been to the doctor for the last 4 years, I think. And the last time I was at the doctor, it's kind of a funny story. I was doing energy work on somebody who'd had a stroke and didn't clear myself. And got this nosebleed for a day and a half and decided I better go in, and my blood pressure was stroke level. So make sure you clear yourself when you're doing your energy work. And cut the ties. Yeah. So, let's see.
Back to the clearing, what's the best way to do that in your opinion?
What's the best way to clear yourself?
Right.
Okay. Depending on what you're doing, I use either an energy shower, like put myself into a shower. If you need physical clearing, I would soak in a hot tub with Epsom salts, always, and get all the way down underneath there. And lots of it too. I don't spare that stuff. I might even go do that tonight. So done a lot of work today, but but if you don't have time to do an Epsom salts bath or sit in hot springs or natural water, make sure it's not chlorinated water. Then an energy shower works too, or surrounding yourself with bright light, surrounding yourself in an armadillo shell. Some people do that. Some people throw up a shield of crystal. I've used that one before, and you can instantly throw it up. But as far as clearing yourself after you do your energy work, I just shake it off as I walk through the door, actually. So I always use, of course, I have my office, so I'm always in the same room. So I'm always walking through the same door when I'm doing energy work, unless I do it at somebody else's house. But still, when I do it at somebody else's house, as I walk through the door, I feel it all peel off of me like one of those shields on the windshields on the racing, on the race cars. They just go flying off. One of those. So, yeah. I'm weird.
No, so anyway, great.
Back to your first question. There is one of these jobs that you would prefer, I think. Is that right? Because one of them fits you a little better.
Well, I think so, because I think I would be more free to be who I am.
Yeah, and that's very important for you. Are you going to have some extra time so that you can dabble in, like, you know, energy work or anything?
I kind of hope so.
I hope so, too. Yeah.
I would love to be able to incorporate it into the job, and I think one of them would allow it. The other two, one perhaps and one definitely not.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So that's sort of a partial deciding factor. There's also unemployment while I make up my mind, and that's probably the direction that I'll go. But I just wondered if, you know, consult the big kids and see what they have to say.
And you know me. I'm always telling you to think for yourself and get your own answers, right? So.
Yeah,
I know. So really center yourself and I think you've already got your answer there as to which one you want, you know. So I would go with the one that gives you the most freedom to do your stuff and be who you are. So
makes sense.
Yeah. So what other questions you got for me today?
Oh, well, you know me, there are a lot, so we better just leave it at one for tonight.
I think so,
there's probably other people that would like a turn.
Would you like a song, my dear?
Well, I will never, ever turn that down.
Okay, sweetie.
Thank
just
you.
Relax. Sonny lives on a farm in a wide open space. Take off your shoes, get out of the race. Lay down your head on a soft river bed. Sonny always remembers the words his mama said. Sonny, don't go away. I'm here all alone. Your daddy's a sailor, never comes home. Nights are so long, the silence goes on. I'm feeling so tired and not all that strong. Sonny works on the farm, though he's barely a man. Not much to do, but he does what he can. Sits by his window in his room by the stairs and watches the waves drifting soft on the pier. Sonny, don't go away. I'm here all alone. Your daddy's a sailor, never comes home. Nights are so long, the silence goes on. I'm feeling so tired and not all that strong.
Many years have gone by. Sonny's old and alone. His daddy, the sailor, never came home. Sometimes he wonders what his life might have been. Still from the grave, Mama's voice haunts his dreams. Sonny, don't go away. I'm here all alone. Your daddy's a sailor, never comes home. Nights are so long, the silence goes on. I'm feeling so tired and not all that strong. Sonny, don't go away.
Thanks, Kitty. I will talk to you soon, sweetie.
Carol, thank you. Love you.
You're welcome. I love you, too.
Bye.
Bye, hon. Oh, that's so much fun. It's so much fun for me to feel the whole energy shift in whoever I'm working on. I don't know if everybody else can feel that too, but I feel a huge shift when they actually get to relax and let all their energy go and flow in the proper directions. It's so much fun. Hey, I see Kirsten joined the room. Welcome, Kirsten. Hope you're having a good night at work, sweetie. So if you'd like to call in and talk to me, my number is 406-545-4496, option 1, or you can join the chat room at mtradio.net/chat. So, what else have we got for you tonight? More about how to get rid of ascension symptoms or how to recognize them. So, if you know that you have diabetes and there is a symptom coming up from diabetes, I'm betting it's probably not ascension symptoms, and I might be able to talk at some point tonight. But if you're having some weird pain out of the blue that you really can't figure out what it is, and you've done a whole lot of work to try to make that go away as far as like exercise or getting yourself balanced, I would recommend that you see someone that helps with this kind of thing. I know Danielle does Danielle Agnew here in town in Billings does bowls, and I know she can do that over the phone. I don't know if she does that or knows that or not, but she can do that over the phone in Skype also. So we at our office do a lot of the healing work over the phone. We have Soul Sync Body Work, and that's at soulsyncbodywork.com, and we have all kinds of energy workers there. We have Reiki masters, 3 or 4 of them, in fact, and we have massage going on there too. If you live right here in Billings, but we also do hypnosis over the phone and nationwide, and we do energy healing over the phone. I personally work on emotional trauma, whether it be in this lifetime or a different lifetime. Emotional trauma is my specialty. And then I also work on energy balancing. I balance the chakras and the meridian system and your aura and all the layers of your aura. And it's Kirsten says, I'm not at work tonight. I'm actually sitting here with Colin. Colin is my child. Cool. I hope he's listening. So anyway, back to what I do. I balance the auric system. And when you get all of your energy balanced, you just feel good and ready to start your day. You're ready to go on with life. It's kind of like hitting the reset button on your computer. So, anyway, let's see. What have we got going tonight? There are people listening that I think, go ahead and call in 406-545-4496, option 1. It doesn't hurt you. There aren't a whole lot of people listening here. I mean, we've got lots, but it's not like it's an international show, so all of your dirty laundry won't be aired. Besides, I'm pretty careful about what I say on the air. So call in and give me your questions or comments or tell me what's going on in your world. So, let's see. The other are other things that you can do for ascension symptoms. If you don't know anything about the meridian system, the automatic thing that we do if anything hurts is rub on it. You know, your knee hurts, so you start rubbing on it. So actually feel around for sore points below your knee and above your knee, if it's your knee that hurts. And hold those points with both hands, one on each hand, or one hand on each one, and wait until you feel some kind of sign, like maybe you feel a pulse where there probably isn't one. Because in most of your leg, you're not going to feel a pulse unless you're right on the inside. But right around the knee area, you're probably not going to feel a pulse from your actual heart. So wait until you feel a pulse or you feel an energy shift in yourself. Maybe the pain goes away. You never know. But this will help balance you. And this is how I work on people. And this is how some people call it my two-point energy hookup thing that I do. But it's actually, I feel one point that feels sore on the person or feels stuck. And then I go to another point where I know automatically that it's going to help release that first point. And I just kind of pull the energy through with my mind. I envision energy coming through and make that so that there's a river of energy flowing through those two points. And that helps get rid of whatever you've got going on. So usually that is stuck in there because of something emotional that's happened to you, whether it be this lifetime, some lifetime 100 years ago, or a few hundred years ago. So that energy all gets bundled up in there, and your brain kind of holds on to it. They actually haven't proven whether it's your brain that holds on to it or if it's the fascia that covers your muscle that holds on to it, because apparently it has its own muscle memory. So these muscles just get bound up and the energy centers in your body get bound up. And what you want to do is keep those clear so that you can keep centered and balanced and just make that all happen for yourself. So it's very interesting how all this happens. And, you know, usually, I can keep myself pretty balanced, but I really, really crave human touch too. So I like to go see somebody, like the other people that work in my office, or Danielle when she does her singing bowls. She's going to give me a treatment tomorrow. So, anyway, we've got that all going on at Soul Sync Body Work. That's soulsyncbodywork.com. And we are at 208 North 29th Street here in Billings, Montana, Suite 227 if you're here in Billings or if you're going to be. Our phone number there is 406-252-4832, or my personal phone number is 406-281-0135, and you can call me with your questions and stuff. So I got another question on the chat room. It says, do you feel or see the stuck energy in us when you work on us? I personally feel it. There are other people that actually see the energy. My daughter's one of them. She sees voids in your energy. So most of the time, the energy swirling around you has all kinds of colors in it. And she can see that. But she also sees holes where you've got a void and there is no energy flowing. So what my daughter does is just walks up to you and swishes her hands around a little bit and and fills that void with all the rest of your energy. And that's how she taught me how to do energy work. I was taught by her when she was about 6 years old. I find that fascinating considering how much money I paid for, you know, my Reiki work. And I actually learned more from my daughter in 5 minutes time about how to trust in the universe and how to actually just know that everything is going to be okay. So when I feel stuck energy, what it feels like, if I'm running along your body, I know how those rivers are supposed to flow and how the meridians are supposed to flow. They go up and down. They never cross each other and they never go sideways. They can go in toward the center of the body and then come back out, but they don't cross each other or mix lines. So what I do is run my fingers up those lines and feel for places where there's a bump. And so I physically feel them. I'm also a channel, so I get the information downloaded to me directly. And I'm also clairsentient, so I just know what's going on with that too. But we're going to have to take a break, and then I'll come back to you and talk to you about this some more. Thanks.
There's a darkness.
This place hadn't been touched for years,
and it made me feel terrified.
I don't like that place.
Bring it on.
Evil is the opposite of light and of God. And I think that can take on a lot of different forms.
Whatever you are, I know what you are.
The place was boarded up.
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting, a Danielle Agnew film. Available on DVD at montgomeryhousehaunting.com.
Hey, psychic and medium Danielle Agnew here. It's that time of year, we're ramping into the holidays, and with that comes the holiday stress. Sleepless nights because your brain won't shut down. My meditation CD, Creation Whispers, is a massage for the mind. I've composed a musical canvas that specifically inspires theta waves in the brain, which triggers the deep relaxation that's necessary to fall asleep. Download my album, Creation Whispers, from iTunes today and get the rest your body is craving. Also available on CD at Barjons in downtown Billings.
Hey there, it's Rebecca from Fit Body Bootcamp Billings. We've got a new way of working out that can burn more fat and make your body more athletic in less time. I'm talking about the Fit Body Bootcamp fat-burning workouts that will do the job of a one-hour traditional workout in only 30 minutes. Our secret sauce is how we create the afterburn effect with combined resistance training and cardio to make sure you burn more fat after each session. Try our 21-day Fat Loss Inferno program to see for yourself. You'll get our exclusive program with our Fit Body Jumpstart Nutrition Plan. Call 850-8459 to reserve your spot. New members only, please.
Fit Body Bootcamp, Billings, mind, body, life, actual clients, tell their stories.
My biggest success, going from a size 34 to a size 30 for my pants and losing 25 pounds.
I went from 25% body fat down to 15% body fat.
I have lost 45 pounds.
Fit Body Bootcamp, Billings, 601 24th Street West in Westgate Village. Be the change you want to see. At Soul Sync Bodywork in downtown Billings, we're here to unlock your deepest relaxation potential with a combination treatment. Two practitioners at once for the price of one. Licensed massage therapist and Celtic tonal healer Marsha Reichert bathes you in the energy of hot stone massage and vocal tones, while holistic reflexologist Craig Harris relieves the tension in your day with a relaxing foot rub. Call Soul Sync Bodywork for your appointment today at 281-0135 or visit soulsyncbodywork.com.
Hey guys, Danielle Agnew here, inviting you to uncover secrets of the spiritual world in exquisite and disturbing detail through my eyes with my book, True Tales of the Truly Weird, Real Paranormal Accounts from a Real Psychic. From ghosts, demons, extraterrestrials, kachinas, elementals, to people who even cannibalize another person's liver, True Tales of the Truly Weird is an expose on what's really lurking beyond. Are you ready for the truth? Grab your hard copy or Kindle version today at Amazon.com. Also available for Nook and iBook.
Hello and welcome back to Channeling Divine. You can tell it's live, huh? Because I can't talk again. I got a question in the chat room saying, can you tell us how to keep fear at bay and how to trust that all is as it should be as we go through the ascension process? Well, I don't know if I can totally keep fear at bay. I can tell you that the best of us get afraid at times, but the problem is hanging on to that fear and living in it. So what, you know, you can recognize that by when things are going twisted in your life. If you just constantly have the same problems in your life, and this, and maybe the same ascension symptoms too, you know, that headache that you have that you can't, in the middle of your forehead that you can't get rid of, likely you are doing something to block yourself, and likely that is because of fear. But you need to recognize what the fear actually is in order to get rid of it. So if you have a fear of actually talking about your talents, or if you have a fear that that you're going to be judged for your talents, you know, say you see somebody on the street and you just know you're supposed to go up and talk to them, but you are way too afraid, I'm betting that headache comes back. So that's one of the ascension symptoms. And that's, there's an easy way to get rid of that too. It's listen to your heart, listen to your gut. Whatever's telling you to walk up to that person and that overwhelming feeling, but do it with grace. Don't walk up to them and grab them and say, oh my God, I have to tell you that you're going to die in a plane wreck tomorrow. No, please don't do that. But if you feel compelled to talk to this person, walk up to them and strike up a conversation and say, hey, your hair looks really cool today, you know, or whatever you can find to talk to them about. And then if it comes up that you do need to tell them something, you're going to know. Your guides are going to know. And you have just overcome that fear. So the next time that fear comes up, it's going to be a little bit less. And each time we face our fears like that, it's going to be a little bit less. And it's going to be easier to do the next time. I know, just doing this radio show. I was telling Sean that it scares the hell out of me every single time I'm going to do it. But I get on there and I do it, and it gets easier every time I do it. So, and it helps when people call in with questions or ask questions. So, as far as trusting that everything is as it should be, there is something in you that is connected to God or spirit or universe, whatever you want to call that being over all of us. And the more you can tap into that source, the more you can trust that everything will be okay. And, you know, the more you can find, you can balance yourself and center yourself, even if you have to go outside, stand by the river, or get your feet in the dirt. If you can't get outside and stick your feet in the dirt, you can always go into a basement and stand on concrete that's still dirt. It's got a little bit of lime in it, but whatever. Doesn't matter. So just get somewhere where you can get grounded. And by grounded, I just mean centered. Like you're feeling the best you can. It could be sitting in a tub of water too. But as long as you can remember that feeling of how it felt when you were just totally relaxed and centered in yourself, then you can bring that up when you feel that fear. One thing that does help is if you've got music going on in the background, and that's one of the reasons why I help. If you've got music going around in the background while you're feeling all this centered and grounded energy, that really good balance that you're in, you can think of that song that's going on, even if it's on the radio. You can put yourself back into that place easier if you think of that song that's gone on. So when I've done a song for you and you feel scared and you feel nervous about something, think about that song that I sang for you. See if you can remember any of the words or what that song sounded like or how you felt right in that moment of real center and that balance. That will help dispel that fear. That will help get rid of that headache you might have. That will help get rid of that knee pain you might have too. All of that basically is based off of fear. So we can get rid of it like that. Now, if you have something that's completely blocking you and you've tried over and over again to get rid of it, then you might want to see somebody about past lives, because that's an indication that there is something going on that could be from a past life. One of the things that was really blocking from me was understanding that I actually am clairsentient, that I actually do have a knowing, that universal knowing, because it's not recognizable by by a lot of other people. You know, people would tell me, "Oh, I know you know," and I'm going, "No, I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about." There would be an answer that popped into my head, but I didn't know where it came from and I couldn't pinpoint a source for it. So how do I know that answer's right? You know? So what I did was I got some past life healing work. And one of the things that she saw in me was a lifetime where I was in one of the Russian countries, I think, is what she said. And there was a genocide going on. And it's not a well-known thing at all, but they were killing off a whole race of people. And I was one of these people, and I thought that I could reason with these soldiers that we came upon. And she said, "I see you walking out toward these soldiers with your arms outstretched and just in total love, waiting for them to come and talk to you. And you just knew that everything was going to be okay. And they shot you in the middle of the forehead." And, you know, there's there's a reason to maybe have a block going on when you get shot in the middle of the forehead and you're completely in that knowing that everything's going to be fine. But I needed that. I needed help with that. I couldn't see that myself. I wasn't able to look at that Akashic record because it was too traumatic for me. So sometimes we do need other people's help with this stuff. So when she did clear that for me, and she did the soul trauma healing and brought all the soul pieces back into me, suddenly I knew more. And I trusted that feeling more. And I was able to see, I don't see things, but I was able to understand things about people that I wasn't able to understand before. And I was able to recognize that I really am empathic, which is one of our biggest gifts. And one of the gifts that's kind of, I guess, pooed on. And everybody just feels sorry for themselves when they're empathic. And really, it's one of the best gifts that we can have, to feel other people's feelings, because we know exactly how to help them if we feel other people's feelings. So when that trust comes in, it's really amazing and really, really feels good to trust yourself. One of the things that I was judging myself on was I was comparing myself to all the other psychics or all the other healers around that I knew. And what I really like to help people with, though, is understanding themselves and how to tap into their own energies and how to understand that they can help people without actually spending thousands of dollars on different classes and stuff. So I like to help people open up to their own gifts. And that's the reason why I like to help people with that, is because I recognized that it took me forever to understand that I was actually psychic, because I do it in a completely different way than everybody else does it. And so the fact that I feel things and know things and don't see and hear is totally different from everybody else that I was around and exposed to. So I just didn't understand that what I was doing was actually a gift. I thought it was more of a curse. So I had fear about it, and I had fear, tons and tons of fear around it. So but unrecognized fear. The other thing is, I've gone through a lot of lifetimes, and I'm sure a lot of you can understand this, a lot of lifetimes where I was persecuted for this type of thing, or even the herbs that I have done in lifetimes. I was persecuted for that, for knowing what kind of herbs would actually heal people, because then I was called a witch. Maybe I was a witch in some of these lifetimes, but I really doubt it. I think everything that we do comes from God. Firmly believe that. And and I believe that witchcraft is something other than worshiping the devil too. So I may be a little different in that aspect than other people, but what I see in these past lives is that I was, burned at the stake. I was drowned. I was pretty much everything that you've heard done to a witch, even disemboweled. This is a recent one for me. Never saw that one before. Didn't realize that they used to slip people up from their pelvis to their sternum and let all their guts hang out and then burn them while they were still alive. That's awful. So, a little traumatic there, but it's amazing how we can work through all this that's happened to us and get through it all. But anyway, so I'd like to sing something else, I think. So just relax and see what comes up. And if you have something come up for you, if this song touches you in a special way, why don't you call in and let me know about it? It's 406-545-4496, option one. Or join our chat room at mtradio.net/chat. Okay, just relax. You remember me when the west wind moves among the fields of barley. You can tell the sun in his jealous sky that we walk through fields of gold. So she took her love for to gaze a while among the fields of barley. In his arms she fell as her hair came down among the fields of gold. Will you stay with me? Will you be my love among the fields of barley? You can tell the sun in his jealous sky that we walk through fields of gold. I never made promises lightly, and there have been some that I have broken, but I swear in the days still left, we walk in fields of gold. We walk in fields of gold. Ooh. Many years have passed since those summer days among the fields of barley. See the children run as the sun goes down among the fields of gold. Will you stay with me? Will you be my love
among the fields of barley. You can tell the sun is his jealous sky, that we walk through fields of gold. We walk through fields of gold. Ooh. All right.
Thank you. That one felt like it was for my son, so I don't know if he was listening or not, but I bet he got some energy work. So it works everywhere you are, and it doesn't matter how far the distance is. I get to work on somebody in Ireland next week. I'm so excited about that. That's going to be so much fun. She gave me a reading today, and it was fabulous. Her name is Michelle Nielsen, and you can connect with her over our website, too, at soulsyncbodywork.com. She is an amazing woman. She is part of the reason why I was going to go, or, well, she was leading a tour group over there, and this was last year when I was getting ready to go to Ireland, and I called her up, and I said, hey, I really want to know more about this. This sounds fabulous. It's right up my alley. They were going to go over there and do all this work on ley lines in Ireland, and I was so excited about that. And turns out that that one fell through, which was a bummer, and because I really liked to meet her in person, but I ended up going over there by myself and still working on the ley lines, and I still do that from here too. It's really cool to hook up with all those energy ley lines that go across the earth. What that is an energy grid that goes across the earth, and it hooks up natural phenomena, and also a lot of churches and man-made structures are built on this energy grid to give them more power. So the power is amplified through the energy grid, and also the places on the earth are amplified. So it's kind of a symbiotic relationship there. And a lot of those energy ley lines were kind of deactivated almost and became dormant during the Middle Ages when the energy was so dark and so traumatic here on Earth. And because dark forces learned that they could move nasty, horrible things through all that energy. And that's kind of how the Black Plague spread as far as it did. And now that the vibration is going back up on the earth and the whole earth is raising its vibration and all the humans are, we are able to reconnect with those ley lines and open them back up and make them more energetic and become less dormant. And that in turn raises our vibration too. So Carol says, can you give me some advice on using my talents and gifts to help our family through what is a very tragic and stressful situation? I'm not sure what's going on with you, Carol, but anytime you can just give people love instead of getting caught up in all the drama that might be going on over everything that happens around traumatic things, especially like a death in the family. Anytime you can give love instead of turmoil, that always helps. And I'm not sure what your talents and gifts are, but everybody has them. So even, you know, when an argument starts between two people, if you can just walk up and say in a calm voice, you know what, it's better, maybe a bit better if we just took a break for a minute, you know, if you can lay that caring hand on somebody's shoulder and say, hey, could we calm down just a bit and walk outside with me and get some sun or maybe some rain. Rain is really cleansing. It's really cool when it's raining outside. I love it. Most people don't, but I do. So I don't know specifically what's going on in your situation, but I would love to do a song for you too. And for your whole family. I can feel that turmoil in you, and I'm sorry that's going on. So, I would like to... Okay. I would like to connect you all with one last song, and I'll see what I can do for you. So just relax. And I'm sure that the guides will put into you what you need to know. So we'll ask for that too. On Raglan Road, on an autumn day, I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might one day rue. I saw the danger, yet I passed along the enchanted way. And I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Grafton Street in November, we tripped lightly along the ledge of a deep ravine where can be seen the worth of passion's pledge. The queen of hearts still making tarts, and I not making hay. Oh, I love too much, and by such is happiness gone away. I gave her gifts of the mind. I gave her the secret sign that's known to the artists who have known true gods of sound and stone. And word and tint I did not stint, for I gave her poems to say, with her own name there and her own dark hair, like clouds over fields of May. On a quiet street where old ghosts meet, I see her walking now. Away from me, so hurriedly, my reason must allow that I had loved not as I should a creature made of clay. When the angel woos the clay, his wings at the dawn of day. Okay, thank you, everyone. Get a hold of me on Facebook at Marcia Culver Reichert. And thank you very much for listening. I will see you next week.